I am the victim of my own moods, more than most people are, perhaps, in as much as I have a condition which requires me to take medication so that I don't get either too hyper or too depressed to the point of suicide. I go as far as to tell you that I attempted it last year. So that I'm not always happy. This is the first time I've said this in public, but I thought I might as well. I'm president of Mind, and the whole point is, in my role as I see it, is not to be shy and forthcoming about the morbidity and the genuine nature of the likelihood of death amongst people with certain mood disorders if they don't look after it, if they think they can do without the medication or the regular visits to a doctor and without taking care of themselves. And it was a close run thing. I took a huge number of pills with a huge number of vodka, and the mixture of them made my body convulse so much that I broke four ribs, but I was still unconscious. Unfortunately, the producer I was filming at the time came into the hotel room, and I was found in a sort of unconscious state and taken back to England and looked after. Now, you may say, how can anybody who's got it all be so stupid as to want to end it all? That's the point. There's no why. It's not the right question. There's no reason. If there were a reason for it, you could reason someone out of it, and you could tell them why they shouldn't take their own life.